You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Reflecting Christ's Light. This is a radio show that focuses on all parts of the strategic pastoral plan in the Archdiocese. My name is Nancy Polacek. And we want to tell you a little bit about this first year of the Strategic Pastoral Plan. It's a focus on teens and young adults. And in order to talk to our listeners today about the importance of including young adults in parish life, finding ways to engage them in their faith, I brought with me three lovely young women. And they have committed to the church in so many ways, not just with their own personal faith formation or prayer, but they've committed to a year full of service. And they all are members or participants in the Amate House. So this morning I have Allie, Melissa, and Michaela with me. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
We're so glad that, well, that sounded great together. Maybe we should do it in three-part harmony. We're going to hear a little bit about all three of your stories, how you came to volunteer your time, your talent, to work with parts of the Archdiocese, and sometimes in an administrative capacity, sometimes in areas where there's great need. So I guess we'll have to start individually and hear just a little bit about everybody's story. Maybe you can tell me how you began with understanding who you were as a Catholic, young woman, and how you ended up in Chicago doing service with the Mate House. You know, Allie, you and I have talked a little bit ahead of time, so I know a little bit of your story. So I'm going to start with you.
Okay, that sounds good. So growing up, I come from a traditional Catholic family. We went to church together every weekend. We said our prayers before our meals, and it was a solid part of our faith life. But what really got me actively involved in my faith was in high school. One of my friends was going on a mission trip down to Appalachia, and she just could not stop talking about how wonderful it was, and she had this amazing time, and she had a million stories, and I thought, that's what I want to do. So the next summer, she invited me to join her on a trip down to Appalachia to work on like repairing houses and getting to know some of the families. And I just got hooked. I found that going on these service trips was just this amazing faith-filled experience for me. And
so was this friend somebody that was in the youth group in your parish?
No, actually, it was not somebody that was in my home parish. She belonged to the Methodist church in town, and they had a very vibrant youth ministry program, which at the time my home parish just didn't have a very strong program going on. And so I became involved, and I did the service trips with them, and I would do other youth ministry activities and such. And I still, you know, held a strong faith life in my Catholic church, and I still went to church on the weekends at the Catholic church. But they unfortunately didn't have anything. But now I am proud to say that they have a very vibrant program, and they have a lot of peer ministry going on, and they put on retreats, and it's a large church, and they have many youth involved. And so they maybe were a little slower getting it going, but they have a wonderful program now. So.
But in a way, you took charge of your own faith formation. You know, you knew that you wanted to do service, so you searched it out and yeah, found a place to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Michaela, did I hear something about you in service, that you did a service trip also?
Yes. Like Allie, I grew up in a Catholic family in Iowa, going to church every Sunday and praying before meals and before bedtime as a family. And in high school, we had Christian leadership, and I was a part of that, and I became a Eucharistic minister. And I would always hear my mom talk about this relationship with God. And I didn't really understand that fully until I went to Loras College in Dubuque, Iowa, when I was able to explore my faith in a community of other young adults, other college students passionate about their faith. And I was able to go on a service trip to Honduras. And that's when I really learned about living my faith. And it's not just about the kneeling and the praying, but it's about acting and really taking a hold of your responsibility in this whole world and being a Catholic and spreading that light of God and Christ to all those. So
Michaela, about how old were you when you went on that mission trip?
That was when I was a junior in college.
And Allie, about how old were you?
I was actually a sophomore in high school when I had my first.
So maybe 16 for you, and Michaela maybe
19.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's actually what we've been saying in this strategic pastoral plan year for teens and young adults, that there is this incredible opportunity between the ages of 14 and 24, that if a young person has this moment where it defines them as Catholics, that tends to kind of catapult them into a real life of faith as they grow up. Mm-hmm. Now, Melissa, we haven't heard from you yet, but I'm wondering if you've had an experience like that where your faith kind of came alive for you at some point in your teens.
I did, yes. I grew up in a Catholic family as well, but it was mostly going to Mass on Sundays. But throughout high school, I started to explore my faith to kind of claim it as my own more. And going into my senior year of high school, I went to a camp called Catholic Heart Work Camp that they hold all over the U.S. throughout the summer. Uh-huh. And that was a very formative week for me where I learned about, you know, living out my faith. And it really spurred me on to continue to learn more about Catholicism and grow in my faith. And it carried on into college, which was very important to me to get involved in a Catholic group on campus. And
And you didn't go to a Catholic college, right?
No, I went to a school in South Carolina, and but I did get to be a part of a growing group on campus and really help my peers get involved in their faith on campus. And
so it sounds like you took charge of your faith life a little bit too, just kind of like Allie was saying. You found your own community, even though you were in a public university. You found people who were like-minded and decided to hang out with them and claim them as your friends, so that you all had something in common.
Yes, that was very, very important to me during college.
Yeah. And so then how did you land from that college? Was somewhere in the South?
Where was it? In South Carolina.
South Carolina and Chicago. So how did you land in Chicago? Because this is your first year with the Mate House. Yes,
yes, when I arrived, it was my first time in Chicago. And I wanted to try someplace new, and I'd never lived in a big city before. So Chicago sounded like a good place to try.
Yeah. And so how long ago did you move here?
It was just 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago. Well, so we've had kind of the weather in South Carolina, so I guess that wasn't so bad. But I want to talk to you in January, okay?
Okay.
And so how do you find life in the big city?
I'm loving it so far. Yeah. Pizza is delicious, and public transportation I'm very excited to be able to use.
Yeah. And you didn't know a soul. So
no.
You landing in a place like a Mate House, and, you know, maybe we'll have to tell our listeners, this might be the first time that people have heard about this. A Mate House has three locations in the Chicago area. And in those locations, they're actually homes. And in some cases, I heard that they're like the old convents in the parish.
Yes.
And the young people live together very intentionally as a community, as a faith community, to support each other and maybe challenge each other, too. So are you finding, Melissa, that your faith community is going to be a good one, a good experience for you so far?
Yes, it doesn't feel like I've moved here so recently because I already feel like I know, I'm getting to know my housemates very well already, and I am very excited to continue to get to know each other and pray together and eat together and
you know, live life together. Yeah. I already feel that connection forming.
You know, I just listening to all three of you, there is this pattern that's going on here in your lives that you had households that were Catholic, but there was something in those late teen years or somewhere in those teenage years that really challenged you to think about your faith in a different way. It led you here to Chicago. So what we're going to do is take a break, and then we're going to come back in a few minutes, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what you're doing in this year of service. So hang in there and come back and join Allie, Michaela, and Melissa, and me.
Hello, I'm Lisa Paletto, the director of the Catholic Charities Junior Board, and this is the Junior Board Mission Minute, 60 seconds of the latest and greatest updates on events and opportunities for you to get involved. Summer's not over yet, and the Junior Board's calendar is jam-packed as usual. We will play bingo and share stories with the senior citizens living at Ozanam Village on August 7th, package food for our emergency assistance programs on August 16th, and serve supper to the veterans at Cook's Manor on August 21st. At the end of the month, we hope you will cruise with us for a good cause at the 9th annual boat cruise on the Innisfree. Music, food, and open bar on August 26th from 7 to 10 p.m. for $65 a ticket. These events are open to all Junior Board members and friends. There's always a way to help your neighbor at Catholic Charities. Consider joining our Junior Board. For more information on these events and others, call 312-655-7932 or visit CatholicCharities.net. And of course, stay tuned for the next Junior Board Mission Minute.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Hi, welcome back. This is Nancy Polacek, and you are listening to Reflect Christ's Light. This is a monthly show where we talk about the strategic pastoral plan in the Archdiocese, which is also called Reflect Christ's Light. It's a five-year plan. You can find out all about it if you go to the website, www.artschicago.org, and click on anything that says strategic pastoral plan. It'll give you all kinds of resources and information. But in the five-year plan, the first year is focusing on teens and young adults. Last month, we talked to a youth ministry coordinator, and we heard a lot about what's going on with the teenage world. And today, I have three young adults with me. I have Allie and Melissa and Michaela. And they are all participants in a Mate House, and we heard a little bit about how they came from Catholic families, and something in them started the fire about serving others, and so they landed in Chicago at a Mate House. And I just would like you to tell the listening audience a little bit, just a very short summary about when you were participating in a Mate House and what you did. Michaela, why don't you start us off?
Great. I did a Mate this past year, 2010 to 2011, so now I'm an Mate House alumni, which is a little bit sad to say still. It was a wonderful program, and at my service site, I worked at Camp of Dreams as a nonprofit organization that serves underserved youth on the west side of Chicago. And for them, I did programming and event coordinating. And then I helped out on the weekends at their programs, teaching the high school students leadership and team building. for the program.
So you were running a program, doing the administrative stuff, but you're also doing that direct contact with young people.
Yes, it was great. I got to see both sides of nonprofit work. Yeah. So
that's great. Allie, you're an alum too, right?
Yes. We just finished up just June, so still getting our bearings after post Amate experience. But this last year, I worked teaching first grade at a Catholic school in the Englewood neighborhood. And so it was a very enriching experience and something completely different from anything I had ever experienced. And I feel that I'm very changed from the experience, but in a good way.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to find a place that gives you those daily hugs, because I have a feeling those little six-year-olds gave you hugs every day, all day long.
Oh, absolutely. And my whole house community knows that I am a big hugger. So watch out. You might be standing there and attack hug might come along. So.
Okay. So we have two alums, people who had done a whole year of service. And Melissa, you're the newbie here. You are just beginning. We heard that you just landed in Chicago 2 weeks ago, and this was 2 weeks of orientation, and now you move into your experience. And what is that going to be? What are you doing with the Amate House?
My service site is actually working with the Archdiocese of Chicago. It's a new site for the Amate House. I'll be the first volunteer working with the Archdiocese, and I'm working with the Parish Transformation Group and helping them out some in the office and also traveling to different parishes and helping with parish life in different places.
So probably a lot more contact with adults and parish staffs, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, just so our audience understands that the strategic pastoral plan is this five-year plan, and there is one thing that is going to continue for each of those 5 years all the way through, and that is parish transformation. So what you start out is going to have some legs. It's going to continue on and on and on for 5 years.
Well, that's very exciting.
Melissa, you're going to change the world.
Well, okay, so maybe you've all changed a little part of the world. Michaela and Allie, what kind of advice do you have for our new person here?
I would just say, above all, being flexible and open to what is coming to you in all that you do, whether it's at your service site or within your Amate House community. No matter what, you're going to be interfacing with people that have very different experiences from you. And if you are open to having them touch you and touch your life, then you will have an amazing experience, and you will come out on the other side like, who is this person? But you're going to love yourself that much more.
So you're going to see a lot of growth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Any advice, Michaela?
Yes, I definitely agree with what Allie said, and everybody can give you a tidbit of information that helped them get through the year. But something that I wrote down in my journal, on my bathroom mirror, it was everywhere, was to remember to love, serve, and pray. Everybody you meet, the people on the L, the people at your work site, those in your community, if you remember to love them wholeheartedly, to serve them, and then to pray so that you can be filled with God's grace to do that, you'll be perfect.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think this is going to be a challenging year. You're not making a lot of money. This is really this is being a volunteer. This is living in community with strangers you've never met before. It's being in a new place with new people. So how do you pay attention to your own faith life during an experience like this?
One of the things that I think is a great blessing is, because Amate House, many of our houses are in old convents, we have chapels within our houses. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you want to take that time to go and sit with Jesus and just take some time for your own prayer, whether it's by yourself or with your whole community, it's a resource that is there on a regular basis. And, you know, we have connections with, like, the local parishes and stuff. And so you can really be connected in that way to God and to your faith. And
Did you find challenging times where your faith might have been challenged, Michaela?
Yes, definitely. that goes without said through my whole life. But definitely moving away from college from the first time, from my wonderful community at college that I had for 4 years. I didn't think anything really could get better, but Amate House surprised me. And they're really big on faith formation, and they give us the opportunity to meet with a spiritual companion who can walk this journey with us that lives outside of our house, so that we can talk about our house community, our work site. But also your community members are a great support. They have also all walked a journey similar that has led them to Amate, and so can definitely hold you accountable in your faith. So,
you know, a spiritual companion, you mentioned that. Is that set up for you, Melissa? Do you have somebody already that you will be connecting to?
We have not set that up yet as
They'll be giving the new volunteers a listing of a number of different spiritual companions, and usually what happens is, like, the volunteers can read through the list and then kind of see, feel like I might connect with these three or four people, and then the Mate House staff will kind of match the volunteers up with somebody, and then kind of the volunteers take it from there, where they can choose to meet with the person, you know, once a month, every other week, like however much or little, it kind of puts it in their hands to kind of make the experience what they want from there.
So three young women who are paying attention to their faith formation themselves. We'll come back in a little bit and we'll talk more about how this can be part of parish life too. So stay tuned for a little bit more of Reflect Christ Light.
The Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future. Today, the Catholic New World is better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Chicagoland Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization. Visit our website at CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777. Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Hi, this is Nancy Palachuk. Welcome back. You are listening to Reflect Christ Light, our monthly show on the Strategic Pastoral Plan. And this year is the year for teens and young adults, and I'm talking to Allie and Melissa and Michaela, and we're talking about how you stay strong in your faith while you're in some challenging environments. And I just love some of the things that you said, so I want to repeat it to our listening audience. Somebody talked about personal prayer or finding time to be in the chapel. Somebody talked about having a spiritual companion. What were some of the other things that we just threw out in ways to pay attention to your faith?
I think we said, like, I think one thing that was important that Michaela touched on was really making it a part of your everyday. Like, she talked about, like, serving the people on the L and, you know, the people you pass by on the street, and just really being very present and open to the idea that God and God's love is present in every little thing that you're doing.
So,
during your day.
So you're Catholic while you're in your faith community at Amate House, and you're Catholic while you're in your service site, but it doesn't stop in those two places. You have to really have your faith kind of transition with you everywhere you go and in every environment. I just love that. I think that you're such great role models. I don't know if this is something that you knew when you were high schoolers or that your parents taught you, but somehow you're living it, and I thank you for that. we're going to be trying to get parishes to pay attention to young adults, because honestly, to have the three of you in a parish would be the coolest thing. And if I were a pastor, I don't know, they'll never name me a pastor, but if I were a pastor, I would love to have your energy and your gifts in my parish. And so how can parishes get a lot more young adults who are committed to their faith to participate? Any ideas?
I think just be creative. Try new things. Step outside the box. You know, we're very adventurous when we're young. You know, we like to try new things. So, mm-hmm.
Thanks, Michaela. Anybody else?
I mean, I think even just in a fundamental way, giving time and space for young adults to be together, whether it's not like, you know, a number of parishes do stuff like theology on tap, mm-hmm. or maybe they can form like small faith communities where they can just kind of have a time and a place and these people that they can rely on to have these discussions and talk about all the things that they're going through and what they're experiencing between like the friends that aren't necessarily into their faith, and but having these people around to continually like rely on. Mm-hmm. And I also think providing opportunities to go do things, like even just planning trips to be like, hey, these young adults are going to go to the beach today, or things here and there, just to give
opportunity. Doesn't have to be a service trip to Appalachia, but it can be something just in the Chicago area. Anything else you want to add?
I'd say just be welcoming instead of being surprised and kind of staring. Oh, look, there's a young person here. You know, just be welcoming and open to meeting new people, meeting the young adults. And the one parish that I was a part of once that felt like it was a slice of the kingdom, that was a big part of the parish, was that everyone was welcoming and wanted to meet people and learn each other's names even.
Yeah, yeah. So you walk in and somebody introduces themselves, and then if you're back a second time, they can call you by name. And boy, what a difference that makes to anybody, whether you're young adult or any age. What about advice for high schoolers who might be thinking maybe they have a calling to volunteer for a year or service? I don't know, Melissa, you're the first, this is your first year. Any advice for high schoolers?
I'd say be open to trying new experiences, even if you're the first one of your friends to do it, that they'll follow. You know, we keep talking about how a friend invited us to do this, or mm-hmm. our friends were important to our community of faith. So go out on a limb, and you know, if you see something advertised, go for it.
Yeah, so you don't always have to be a follower. You can be a leader in that. Yeah. Yeah. Any other advice for teenagers?
I mean, that's kind of along the same lines as what I was going to say. If you see something and it's a little bit interesting, don't be scared to go try it. Like there will be other people there. Hopefully, if you have like a good youth minister person, they will be super inviting to you and bring you in and not let you just stand there and be scared. Because I can only imagine myself just going to this thing and be like, what am I going to do now? Oh my gosh, there's all these people that I don't know. But you know what? Like, the experiences turn into wonderful things that way. And if you just take that little step and put yourself out there that little bit, there are people that are going to like welcome you with open arms when you jump. So
anything else?
I definitely agree with both of those ladies. And I also, for those of you in college who are thinking about doing a year-long service program, I know Amate does this, where you can come and visit the community and have dinner with them and hear their experience. And I think that's very key. We, as a past alumni, or as an alumni of the program, we loved having new people in to share our stories. And it's just great to get the word out about volunteer programs, because they are life-changing.
Hey, what's the Amate House website, or how do they get a hold of you if someone's interested?
It's actually just amatehouse.org. So Amate is A-M-A-T-E, house.org.
Okay, that's great. So there's a place to contact and mm-hmm. ask some questions, yep. and maybe some stories about people and what their experiences have been.
Mm-hmm. And there's an Amate House blog as well. So there's postings from various people along the way, previous volunteers, current volunteers, that kind of share some of the stories, so you can kind of get to know all the people and the faces of Amate House a little bit more.
There's also Facebook and YouTube and Twitter.
Yeah. which I'm sure the young adults are much better at than I am. So, Melissa, are you excited or are you scared?
I'm very excited. I mean, obviously, with any new experience, there's a little bit of nervousness, but yeah. I'm very excited. obviously I hear many good things.
Yeah. Well, three young adults who are committed to their faith. I feel so energized having talked to you this morning. So thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for letting us share our stories.
Absolutely. Good. Well, this is Nancy Palachek, and join me next month as we talk more about reflecting Christ's light and the strategic pastoral plan.
Join Team Catholic Charities for the 2011 AIDS Run Walk in Grant Park on Saturday, October 1st as an active participant or sponsoring member. 100% of the funds raised by the team are returned to Catholic Charities HIV/AIDS case management programs, food pantry, and ministry in Cook and Lake Counties. For more information, please call the Catholic Charities Office of Volunteer Relations at 312-655-7322. Together, we can make a difference.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.